It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. They're your questions, his answers. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea joining you here in studio. Remember, the listener Dean with the number one question this week will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get various rubs and sauces. Okay, Ross, are you ready?
I am ready.
We have plenty of them this week.
Yeah, I bet.
Let's start with Jay in Lancaster. Jay asks, what the hell? ? That's literally his question.
That's it.
So what? I kind of love that. Let me see. Jay in Lancaster, what the hell with four question marks and hell all capitalized? That's the ask Ross question. That's funny. Jay, I think I just, in Tucker's tape, hopefully you listened to it, said, what the hell?
And that was
it. All the hell. That was the hell. And, you know, it's funny, the things that bother you, I'm not that bothered by Trace McSorley, but he's got to play better. I'm not that bothered by Imani O, because he's such a good player.
Me neither.
But he's got to make the pick. But, like, the C.J. Thorpe thing and the senior receivers or the veteran receivers, that's the stuff that bothers me. I mean, you know, at this rate, the good news for Penn State is that Juwan Johnson is going to come back to school. He won't go pro early. At this rate, the bad news for Penn State is Juwan Johnson is going to come back to school. He's not going to go pro early.
All right, let's keep rolling. This is from Logan in Chambersburg, and he reminds me, yes, that's in Pennsylvania. Thanks, Logan.
Nice.
He says, hey, Ross.
How do you like Logan?
Yeah, there's more of them. Hey, Ross, love the show and getting to listen to your amazing words of wisdom and gaining knowledge from your brilliant mind. With all that being said, what is more reflective of where this Penn State football team is right now in your mind? That really good game but close loss to a good Ohio State team, or a really bad showing and even worse loss to an okay or mediocre Michigan State team?
I like that question.
I did too. That's why it came in at number 1A behind what the hell.
I think that they are closer to the Ohio State loss than they are to the Michigan State loss.
Okay.
But I think they're somewhere in between, probably.
Right.
I mean, neither one of them are really acceptable. I think the thing that bothers me is I feel like they lost to Michigan State 2 years in a row because they lost to Ohio State.
You know, interesting what I mean? Point. So, yeah,
although,
no, that's a great
point.
I went
back and watched. I didn't really see like a lack of energy or a lack of intensity. You know, start of the game, they came off firing both sides of the ball. They were stuffing it. Like, it did not look like it was like an intensity thing to me. It looked like they got out-coached for sure, and it looked like an execution thing. I mean, Michigan State was ready for the design quarterback runs, and it's almost like Penn State was surprised. Like, we thought we'd be able to rush for 150 yards with Trace against anybody. Like, really? Do you just rush for 174 yards? What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to try and take that away.
They
By the way,
it.
People, you know, the TV broadcast brought it up. I don't know if you guys, Michigan State didn't have like four of their best players.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, we're with you.
Bad.
All right. This is from Mike in Lansdale. With the veteran wide receivers not playing as well this year, plus the younger guys not seeming to have developed to get on the field, is it time to maybe start questioning Coach Corey as a wide receiver coach at Penn State? Yes or no?
Yes. I mean, wait a minute. What's his name?
Coach Corey.
Is it David Corley?
Yeah.
Corley.
Yeah.
It's David Corley. Yeah, Coach Corley, not Corey. You confused me there for a second. Yes, you have to. And by the way, he's like supposedly the front runner for the William & Mary job. So
really?
The good news is he might get the William & Mary job. The bad news is
he might not.
He might not get the William & Mary. No, I don't know the guy. He was a terrific player at William & Mary. You know, he just got the job. What was it, spring? When did Gattis leave?
He left right after the national championship game.
So here's the deal, though. If we're being honest, the receiving production, those guys have seemingly somehow gotten worse. So if it were just one guy, I would blame him. It's multiple guys, I'm blaming the coach.
I'm also. I mean,
the players take personal responsibility, but it's both guys.
Yeah. The special teams coach, I think, also has some things to answer for this year, Galliano.
Right.
They have been. Just go back to the Appalachian State game, the kick return for a touchdown, it wasn't an onside kick, but.
Right.
Actually, it was an onside kick. They recovered in the fourth quarter. There's been too many hiccups, and I thought the Michigan State effort was not good at all. They look like we're completely not ready for – Franklin's talking about they'll fake kicks at any point in the game, and they fake it on their first one, and they get 20 yards.
And by the way, they weren't ready for the fake field goal either.
I know,
Garrett Taylor just made a great play. That kid was open.
Yeah, he was wide open. Big dude, 300-something. Yeah, interesting.
By the way, that kid – is awesome.
Yeah.
That kid dominated that game. He must have had 20 tackles.
Yeah, he was really
that
good.
That kid is a monster. I don't know what year he is. Last name is Williams. I forget his first name. That kid is – Penn State needs some dudes like number 99 for Michigan State.
All right, this is from Morgan in Washington, D.C. He says, Ross, this is a little bit of venting, but how many more opportunities is this team going to get to take the next step before other teams overtake them?
Well, I got news for you. Michigan might have overtaken them.
I agree.
And we'll find out when they play in early November. But Michigan looked really good against Wisconsin. Penn State has to play there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you who I'm taking right now. We got a couple weeks before that game, but I can tell you who I think is going to win that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't disagree with
Michigan
you.
State, I've been watching Michigan. Michigan State's won 4 out of 5, I think, against Franklin. They just got him. They got him in 2016, but I mean – talent-wise, it looked like Penn State had some more athletes, but as Ross talked about that, you got to give Michigan State credit for showing up and putting forth that kind of effort.
Somebody tweeted about the record of Harbaugh, Urban Meyer, D'Antonio, and Franklin against each other, and Franklin has the worst record. But what stood out to me is D'Antonio is 8-6. Michigan State does not recruit the same caliber kids as Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan. Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan have stadiums over $100,000, 100,000 people, long track records, bigger budgets. Michigan State gets 3 stars. Penn State and Ohio State, they get 4 and 5 stars. And D'Antonio has a winning record against those three.
He does.
Really, really impressive.
You're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Check out the great 409 barbecue and tailgate wine at the gopsurv.com lot every home game weekend. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Blue, blue, and white. Drink blue and light.
By the way, I have no interest in previewing the Indiana game next. We're just gonna vent more about Michigan State next segment. I'm telling you that right now. If you bring up Indiana, I'm bringing up Lewerke. Go ahead.
Gotcha. I thought they did a pretty good job against that guy. But anyway, this one comes from Brad in Bethesda, Maryland.
That's the shame of it, isn't it? Is the defense actually played
well very well
to win?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go very well, but they played well enough to win. You have to score more than 17 points in a home game against Michigan State.
Yeah. Why can't Penn State hold lead in close games? Is it Franklin not being aggressive enough, or is it just the fact that good teams make plays in the clutch and Penn State has not done that consistently?
It's never one thing.
It's that
the offense couldn't get a first down. It's that the series before Garrett Taylor doesn't get the pick. Then the offense doesn't get the first down. Then Amani O doesn't get the pick. I mean, if any of those things happen, they win the game. And I guess you can argue they can close out because Amani O closed out, you know, Appalachian State in overtime and got that pick. I don't know. But it makes the losses sting more, doesn't it?
Like yeah.
The way they've lost them.
It does feel like to me that it all starts with the offense really not. I know that the USC Rose Bowl was high scoring, but they had a 14-point lead, and Penn State just needed to make one or two plays. Just like just like the 39-38 game with Ohio State, just like the Michigan State game last year when they got shut out in the fourth quarter. I mean, to me, I think it might actually start with the offense more than the defense in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter. All right, this one comes from Steve in Chicago. He says, King Ross, what players need to step up for Penn State to avoid going 7-5 based on the play against Michigan State? I can easily see some losses potentially coming up against Iowa, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Enjoy the show and keep up the great work.
I still think they'll end up going 9-3. Maybe 8-4. I still think 9-3, though, is probably the number. I don't expect Trace McSorley to ever play that poorly
again. Yeah, you can't expect that to happen.
And I think that they'll win most of the games when he doesn't. You know, it's amazing to me after the bye week that that's how they looked. Like, how do you get out-coached after a bye week when you had an extra week more than the opponent did?
You're not prepared for a spy. Like, you didn't think Michigan State was going to have a spy coming out to
or
stop Trace McSorley.
Punt? The head coach said during the week, they're going to do a fake punt. And then nobody – I mean, the guy should have scored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the biggest hole I think I've ever seen.
He said that about – he should have scored. Like, not like, oh, yeah, they got the first down. The kid should have ran down the sideline for a touchdown for Michigan State. I mean, you know, you lose sight of this after the game. Penn State got fortunate in a bunch of different ways, too. Go ahead.
All right. This is from Joe and Jeanette. That's Pennsylvania. Penn State looked in a funk Saturday that is uncharacteristic of them. In your experience, how does a team fall into a funk and how does it get out of it?
So, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay.
Let's get to another question.
Let's go.
I don't know. They just do. No, I'm being honest. I'm not like, it's not like, I don't know how they fall. They fall into a funk because the quarterback misses throws he shouldn't miss, or the right guard and left guard, or right tackle and left guard, both hold on the same play. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. Maybe there's like some psychological dynamic there that I'm not aware of, but you just do.
All right, one more question. This comes from Mark in Scranton. I will preface it by saying it's never one thing. All right, Ross, I need your honest take. What do you see as the biggest problems, and what are your fixes?
I think in general with the program, I still would say the biggest problem is the defensive line in general. You know, they didn't really get that. I mean, Windsor got a sack, but they really didn't get the amount of pressure they need to get. I'll kind of give Shane Simmons a pass because he's coming off the injury. But I'm with what Bob said in Six for Saturday, which, by the way, if you just listen to specific segments, you got to listen to Bob Flounder's Six for Saturday every week as well. I thought you made a good point about Shaka Toney. You know, he's another guy that I just really thought was going to take the next step this year. He hasn't. I'm not sure Kevin Givens has taken the next step. I mean, he's a good player. He's out there, but
they don't have game changers up front. They have guys that look good for a couple plays, but
I think it's fair. Oh, the winner is the Chambersburg dude.
The guy that's
running out of time. I lost track of time. Chambersburg dude.
The question about, is it the Ohio State game or the Michigan State? All right. That'll do it. Indiana preview coming up.
No,
we'll be right back.
More Michigan State.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah. And more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.